Hi, everybody. Welcome. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for coming to this side of the pod world. Welcome to Rashida's world.
It's my world.
Welcome to our world. This week, we have a surprise for you. Tune in. A lot of dilemmas, but you don't want to miss that surprise. We talk about a lot of things, sensitive matters, but most of all, chilling topics. Thank you for coming back. Have a good one. Hope you enjoyed this one. Take care. Bye.
Well done. It's a wrap. Hey, hey, hey! Hello, everybody. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
My name is Nadu. I'll be recording live from London.
Yusis is reporting. But Yusis, you did be dirty, far.
Wait, let me finish. London, we are in London. You not let me finish. I'll be recording live from London Heathrow. So
that's what I'm saying. Now you did me dirty. You were coming through London and you did not get visa to come in.
But you know this thing was not planned.
It wasn't planned. It wasn't planned. But I'm not happy. Seriously, I won't lie to you. I just feel somehow like
I want to come to you, Rashida. Is it transit? I'll come with my full chest.
But it's a long transit now. What would I've come and God.
What with my pictures now, Rashida? Today, Rashida, you not tell me the weather is. I'm seeing it live.
No, this is the weather is beautiful today. The weather is beautiful. I went out without my jacket today and sunshades.
Oh, you don't ask me. No, the weather is beautiful.
Very beautiful.
You know, it's my kind of weather.
Somewhat
chilly. Man, your son is out, Mrs. Sonny.
Yeah, my son is out. No, you needed to see me this afternoon. Oh, I didn't take pictures.
Oh, really?
I was shaded up with my French coat. Oh, yeah. It was a beautiful weather today.
Yeah. Rashida, I'm in your city. How far?
Yeah, in my city. Yeah, in my city, but we are far away. We are in the same place, but so far away.
Well, at least.
At least. We are recording at the same time, in the same place. I love it.
You know, you were hating in Boston.
I said, you sis, you are stressing me. This time difference.
Rashida, I don't know how to explain to our listeners. He's stressing my life. So what happened was yesterday, she knows I should be on my way there yesterday. Rashida called me sitting. I was scared. I'm like, I hope not. Because early morning calls and midnight calls.
Yeah, they are usually scary.
How far? Say, have you packed? I said, Rashida, but you are not.
I wanted to confirm if you are finished packing.
Have I packed? What is the color of your problem? What is the...
I just had to confirm if your pack. I know that it's from a good place. It's not that it's from a malicious place. I was just so concerned that I didn't want you to miss your flight.
No, Rashida, don't even try that thing again. Don't try it. Anyway, so that was bad. Luckily for her, I was up in the morning. I was to take my niece. She had a drama club or something that they had to do early in the morning. So well, came back home, slept and stuff. Well, Rashida, here I am. How far now?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Rashida, not halfway excited.
No, I'm excited that you're in my city, but you see, oh God, it's bittersweet. So, Yusis, apart from you being at the airport, how was your week, the week that was?
Know your week now, when you know you're heading back. So, it's been in the last minute dropping the whole messages for people, but they should not want to enter.
Stop it.
I started having this crap from nowhere. A headache from hell. Whenever I travel, I think I've mentioned it before. I go with malaria and thereby I've done the malaria treatment. And the symptom is this persistent headache. Then sometimes it starts from my neck upwards.
So
I treated malaria. I don't know. What's happening? I feel that you are tired. I
say, what? Not you today,
know,
devil.
You know we are going back. Please deal with headache. Because headache is already waiting for me there.
Headache plus headache.
Yeah, there's a because the change of fuel price again. It's a banana.
Yeah.
So, fuel fuel is still there. So I cannot go through with any headache. Anyway, it was the bus killer, but Shama Gani and the rest of the day were okay. Come on, I love the weather was nice.
Okay.
But what else? Beautiful. Still going to miss my sister, my niece.
Yeah.
Back to this, Rashida. Alhamdulillah. How was your own week now?
Oh, my week was fine. You know that usually when it's school time, there's nothing going on. It's the same routine.
They're like, you know, you are happy this time around. The boys are all in school.
I'm a free woman for like 6 hours just doing me. If you see the way I used to bounce on the road.
I said, you know, what kind of a mother you are having to change the way your children? Which kind of mama you?
You don't even used to see in the morning. I'm eager to go and drop them. Like, I can't wait to just go and drop them to their teachers. Continue from there.
You are not my business now. Teachers' business. Let them do whatever they need to do.
Yes.
But you know, has it been like this all through the week?
Yesterday and today.
Oh, okay. When we were landing, it was hazy. I beg you. That was around 7:50 a.m.
Yeah.
But I think after 2 hours, then I got everywhere cleared up. The sun came out and it was nice.
Talking about what I did this week. On this episode of I Met a Celebrity on the Streets of London.
Your own celebrity, because you know your definition of celebrity and mine is completely different.
You know the problem. The problem is that you don't rate me. You are looking at me less. That's the problem.
Ashida, only you. Everybody is looking at you less. Don't you think you are the problem? No, just
No. Because anytime I come and tell you that I met a celebrity, you just used to look at me less. Like...
The celebrities are not celebrities.
But you will not wait and hear this one.
Okay, I'm all here now.
Stan Inze, the actor, and his wife.
I'm not fan now, yes.
I met both of them.
Oh, really?
They stay in my complex. So I had met them the first time. I said, oh, hello, hi, oh. I watch your movies and stuff. We said hello to each other. Then I saw the wife again. Oh, hello. Hi. I passed. No, not.
This one, you don't pass celebrity. You are not friends.
We are not acquaintance. You can call us acquaintance. The third time we met, and I said, I looked at both of them. I said, oh, no, at this point. The man said, no, at this point. He's even not completed it. He said, at this point, we need to take a picture.
Rashida, you see, that's what sometimes you have problems with you, and we didn't see the picture. It's when they argue with you now, show evidence. I mean,
no, because I wanted to say, I looked at it. I said, if I come and tell you, sis, because this is looking at me less, if I come and tell her that I saw them and there's no picture evidence, she will say, where is the picture? I said, oh, no, we need to snap pictures because there are some people that used to look at me less, they were so kind.
Who is behind you? Somebody photobombed you.
Somebody photobombed us. So yeah. We had just come back from swimming. And this Monday, look at how I'm looking. This Monday is my worst day. It's the day that I look like a refugee.
From Somalia.
This was the last activity of the day. I had gone to school. I have come back. I have taken them for swimming. And we're on our way back from swimming. I could not wait to get home. Like, okay, I'm done for the day. And I said, let's just take it.
The thing is, funny enough, you know, this style, they know they teach you. You color coordinated well. See the scarf, the sleeve, and the t-shirt, everything.
God has saved me.
If not.
That is why you should never be caught afresh.
Yes, stay prepared.
And the weather was beautiful. That's my encounter. So that was like something nice that happened this week.
I noticed something.
Yeah, I was happy to.
Bow Allah. I've been at the angle. See where your picking head there.
The kids were not supposed to be in that picture. It was not supposed to be me. I even said, let us stay back. They said, why? Come on, guys. So we took the picture. That was nice. It was so kind of them. They were so lovely.
They have this Instagram page. Like, they do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's entertaining. I like their cool couple.
Yeah. I've met them like 3 times now. They are always smiling, you know.
People that like the idea, they escape small. May they not smile now.
Yeah, so that was it. Yes, sis, shall we go into some dilemmas?
Please, so Rashida, don't give me something that will stress me. I'm already stressed.
Yes, sis, what do you mean something that will stress you? See, I'm just going to go straight to the street. What I see on the street, and I'll tell you. I don't know if it's going to stress you or it's not going to stress you.
But you are supposed to tell you one day.
Let me read this one for you. Kind of a long one. Hmm. I saw it on Tunde Ednot's page, this one. It said, I want to share my story and seek advice. I'm in a 5 years relationship. We met at school. After our youth service, we started job hunting. He got one job offer through his uncle's connection. He forwarded the link and asked me to apply because his result is better than mine and he has a high chance of getting another good job.
Okay.
I applied for the job. He helped me a lot in preparation and I finally got the job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My salary is 700,000 naira. Mm-hmm. So it looks like a good job in quote unquote Nigerian term. Mm. She said for now, he's still job hunting. In the company I work, you must first work for 3 months before your first salary is being paid. Okay. I received my first salary of 700,000 naira times three.
Or more.
So that was like 2,100,000 naira.
Yep.
I gave my boyfriend 20,000 naira. Yusis, stop. Don't laugh. Let me finish. Yusis. I gave my boyfriend 20,000 naira to appreciate him.
But she's mad.
Yusis, wait. Yusis, calm down. I see the way his job hunting and transportation is on the high side. He borrows money to meet up. He didn't ask me for the money, but out of my good heart, I gave it to him without him asking. I wouldn't be doing this work if it was not for my boyfriend. My boyfriend collected the money and just said, thank you. He didn't appreciate me. I didn't see that excitement of receiving a gift from your partner. I confronted him and asked him why he's acting ungrateful. And he told me that the 20,000 naira I gave him is an insult to him. Like, seriously, he knows that I have lots of bills on my head, family to take care of. And even at that, I gave him money and he's being ungrateful. I want to tell him that since he doesn't appreciate the money I gave him, I will never spend my dime on him. Please.
And then he has 2.1, he's spending 20. Which dime? Is it not a dime? The percentage? Is it not a dime?
You see, she's asking you, please, am I on the right track?
She's mad.
She has bad character. She's wicked.
Very wicked person.
She's wicked.
Like, I've never seen so inconsiderate like this.
You see, when I saw the tweet, I went back to read. Is it 200K, she said, or 20?
Are you sure you saw the figure? Because you know, you know your eyes. Sometimes.
Maybe my eyes is not. Like, I went back, I read it again. It's 20,000 naira. 20.
This person, she doesn't deserve good thing.
No, no.
Number one, you know, we always say this. There's no reason that does not encourage giving. This person, it's his job that they
It's his job. It's good for him. It is God that catch him over Sabi House husband. Wait, you see, wait. Because if he had gotten this job now and he's giving out 20,000, we will not hear this story. Him that he would have been the breadwinner and collected the job that his uncle connection gave him. He decided to do love.
No, it's not that
God has catch him. He's a good person.
Rashida, if you say you're going to change your character,
because of somebody,
all of us will be.
It's true. You won't do anything.
And sometimes it's your nature.
It's your nature.
She said they've been together 5 years.
5 years.
Your partner to do that to you, 20,000. That if I remember that 20,000, I want to get upset. And I'm on transit. I cannot be upset, please. Rashida, you know I'm already tired. Please. But she's a very wicked human.
She's a wicked person. 20,000 naira out of 2.something million. All of a sudden, you remember that you have bills to pay, and you see this guy is struggling. Do you see that she said he's struggling?
You think that she's a very wicked somebody. She said transport cost.
That's why she gave him 20.
If not, it would have been 5,000.
Or nothing.
Or nothing. But Rashida, some kind of gift code. Don't give me. Don't even give it to me.
So that I'll know that you did not give me.
Yes, just hold your question.
He's better off not collecting than collecting.
You understand me?
But for him to collect, he really needed it.
Please, she's a very wicked human.
No, she's wicked. That's wickedness now. This one, you cannot eat her money.
These are the kind of people that even if they are shit, you cannot chop it. Just imagine things, though. Rashida, even if I'm your friend and I did this favor and you do me this one, see, I'll throw that 20,000 on your face.
Then I said, okay, let me not come to conclusion. Let me look at it. Because if it was like 200 that she said she gave, okay, that's a reasonable price.
You will give it me sorry and begging you. Rashida, you are forgetting the major thing. This is his job that he gave out.
This is his job. That's why I say it's good for him. It's good for him. It's good. God, that's why God is saying that, I gave you. What are the chances of him getting it?
don't make this time mistake, Rashida.
It's too costly. Let's go to the next tweet. This one said, I discovered my fiance is AS and I am AS too. He is saying we shouldn't tell our parents about our genotype issues. I love him so much and I just can't let him go now. Okay. What should I do, guys? I don't think I can live without him. You will live without him.
You are living without him already now.
You must live without him.
Sickle cell anemia. It's a very sensitive issue for me because I've seen people that I know.
Now you might think that you're doing something. It's where you start having kids and you have to deal with the hospital.
Because you cannot go into something that you know is detrimental to you and the children unborn. It's not about you. Fuzzy feeling. Hoping that if you get married, maybe after a year, said all that feeling, you don't go.
You will find it. You look for it. You will not see it.
And you know, you have already brought human beings into this world that they will be suffering. For what? You will give back children that from the beginning of their life till the end, wahala sukishi.
You are suffering.
And you know, you can't make any excuse anymore. Let's say our parents made the mistake. The awareness was not there. But at this day and age, you say you love him, you can't do it without him. On top of this, they should start arresting people like that. What nonsense? No, it's not funny.
At this point, it's not about you anymore.
It's not funny. Have you seen somebody in crisis?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And you make people go through that because you cannot live without him, which is a lie.
The life will go on without him, I tell you.
It's a very sensitive topic. I know somebody that lost his life suddenly. One of the most shocking deaths that happened, I think, last year. My goddaughters, their uncle, very nice guy. Anyone that talk about him is the same thing, Rashida. Everybody, bar when she buy he had a crisis. And that was it. I don't want to talk about it. It was just gone. As in, the most shocking death. No. I beg you.
Please, you can do without him.
You will do without him.
In fact, you will do without him. You have to do without him, you know.
Yeah.
It's not about you now. Just feeling upside. This one decision you are about to make is going to affect you for the rest of your life.
And
you know what you're doing is wrong. For the fact that you want to even start hiding it from your parents is ridiculous.
Yes.
Don't you dare do that, whoever you are.
Please.
Moving on to the next one. I'm going to read this thing for you, how it was put. How I saw it is the way I'll read it.
It's not a good one. Everybody knows. They know you by now. It cannot be a good one. When you warn me beforehand, everybody knows what is going to happen. Let's have it.
They said, for the purpose of not, let me give this person a name. So this person's name is, let's say, Mary. Mary is a popular name. So it says, Mary lost her life while donating liver to her mother-in-law.
Did they donate liver?
Yeah, she donated her liver.
No, I've never heard of a liver donation. It's kidney that I've heard.
This one is liver.
But have you heard, Rashida?
Yes, there's liver donation.
No? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of.
They'll cut part of your liver and donate it.
Oh, okay. Really? Wow. Go ahead.
So she donated her liver to her mother-in-law's sister.
See connection. Uh-huh.
9 years ago, Mary got married. Mary came into our lives like a breath of fresh air. Few years later, Mary and John were blessed with a baby boy. As of this year that they are saying the story, the baby is 4 years old. But few years back, that's a sister-in-law. Her health deteriorated. That's a sister-in-law now needed an urgent liver transplant. The sister-in-law was, guess how old?
58.
65.
65?
Yes.
Wow.
And was extremely close to Mary. Mary considered her as her own mother. She came forward to donate her liver. We were hesitant, but Mary insisted.
She was adamant.
15 days ago, Mary donated 60% of her liver to mother's sister-in-law. But what happened next left us broken for life. A day after her discharge, Mary couldn't eat or speak at all. Her liver got severely infected.
I beg.
3 days ago, Uses. 3 days ago, we lost Mary to multiple organ failure and cardiac arrest.
Allahu Akbar.
Sister, mother, sister-in-law.
See the link, sir.
Sorry, this is a serious case, but the mother-in-law sister still not aware of Mary's dismiss. John and the baby are inconsolable.
Yeah.
Mary was just 33 years old.
Equal and half the age.
Half the age. She was truly an angel. She sacrificed her life to save.
Which stupid one. Sacrifice. Which nonsense sacrifice.
I was expecting that.
Which rubbish sacrifice is that? No, 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 no. Abba. See, she left a child and the husband for nothing. Right. And where was this? Is it in Nigeria? Because I know before any transplant, they run extensive tests.
It was in India.
India. So she did, India, I think they have a good health system. Now see the way Nigerians are rushing there, even though they go there and they are harvesting their organ and you cannot do anything. So their healthcare compared to Nigeria is good.
Yep.
No,
Mary is a hero.
Mary not try for herself and her family. Rashida, let's call the spade a spade. This is a sad one.
It's very sad. When I saw it, I'm like, oh.
Now, wow.
I'm like, whoa.
Now, nah, this one, where you they Mary. Say, God, I beg. This is your God, I beg.
It comes in handy.
I'm telling you. This is sad.
You want to hear another one?
Can you give us something uplifting?
No, it's not me. It's not me. It's the internet.
Are you not the one that selects them?
Rashida, no, I don't select them. I just see them on my timeline and I save it.
Because they know the kind of person you are.
No, they need to be sending good things on my timeline. Let me read this one. I have a good one. My husband is a silent type that doesn't keep friends. He never stayed past 7 p.m. He doesn't visit anyone and no one visits him. We are married for 4 years. And we never had a reason to quarrel or argue. Most times, I bring up baseless arguments so we could just raise our voice. Yet, he will find a way to avoid it. I know issues make marriages stronger, but I have never had any reason to at least act upset and have him beg and pet me.
Okay.
It's seriously eating me up. This man is too peaceful and quiet for my liking. I, on the other hand, is stubborn. Please, how do I spice up my marriage and how do I get this man to at least raise his voice at me a little? I want him to at least get angry once. This sounds funny, but it's really bothering me. I am bored in this marriage. You see, answer your fellow woman. Because I don't have anything to say, but you answer your fellow woman. Women supporting women, please, over to you. Stop laughing and solve this problem.
No, Regina, you see, I don't stammer like you.
You are a stammerer all of a sudden. All of a sudden, you are a stammerer.
This one, it passed village people. It passed city people. It passed town people. Oh, something that people are paying money. Going in. She said there's so much peace in the marriage that she's bored.
She's bored in this marriage. She needs violence. Sometimes she even goes out of her way to make him shout and he doesn't get angry or shout.
Well, you see, Rashida, funny to me that at this moment, I don't know what to say, but I wish her all the best.
No, now you see,
she should be careful what she wish
what
for.
What she wish for.
You want him to be shouting, the next beating. Then next, what? He'll kill you because you want to spice your marriage. What rubbish. What nonsense. Women are waking up late night praying to have peace in their marriage. This one has, she say she's bored. So what do you want me to say, Rashida? Did it not shock you?
That has something.
I'm dumbfounded. I'm flabbergasted. Well, Mrs. Bodom, you better relish in that boredom. You don't know what you have. Better thank God that you are bored. Appreciate that boredom, for it's the best thing that will ever happen to you.
It's the best thing that happened to you in
if
your life.
If you want a man to show you true color, lo.
Some people are just peaceful people. You don't, if he's not the violent type, he's not the violent type. And that's on period.
Wait. Rashida, have you ever heard, or would you think it's normal for anybody to say they want a violent partner? It's not even making sense. That's the point here. Leave the nature of the man and whatnot. But why would somebody be requesting or begging or wishing to have a violent partner in the first place? When you're supposed to, the whole thing The whole idea is for you to find peace in the other person.
Yeah. You don't want violence. What God has given you is rare. Your husband is a rare gem. Love him, accept him.
People are looking for...
Be happy in your marriage. Life. That's just it.
Soft life, peace. Somebody says she wants...
That's what... Now, you know, it's what you, it's what you don't have that you want, you crave for.
But of all the things that she doesn't have, is this one that she craves for. And it's as not, an adult, how would you... How would you be craving for another person to be screaming at you? Are you a child? Imagine. Do you understand?
That's ridiculous.
I wish her all the best. Last.
Look at this funny one. My ex-boyfriend swore that if he ever breaks my heart, may his sisters remain unmarried. Years later, I found out that the Were was the only child of his family. Femi, God punish you. Oh, it had to be a Femi, Yoruba boy.
Yoruba demon. As they say.
That was so funny. Yes, since we are on a roll, since we have just started, we've started with violence. Let's just end this one with violence.
Let's have it.
The last one.
Okay.
I gave birth to my daughter a few days ago. I suggested that we name her after my mother-in-law. She's our first child. My husband declined and said he preferred, wait for it, his ex-girlfriend's name.
Oh, he even told her, you know, the writer now is the highest form of disrespect. Go ahead. Sorry to cut you. Sometimes they don't need, we don't even need to hear the last part, but sorry. Go ahead.
He had already made her a promise and wouldn't want to go back on it. Oh, God.
Okay. Anyway, Rashida, to each their own. The fact that he was bold enough to even tell her.
He doesn't the have sex.
The kind of marriage.
Yeah, thinking about it, some things. You can't even tell somebody boldly, yes, that he made a promise to his ex-girlfriend.
So, you know the dynamics in that marriage. Do you understand? So, we don't need to go further.
No, let's go further. Let's just name it. Let's just end it since we have started.
No, Rashida, how can your husband open his mouth to tell you that he wants to...
That he made promise to his ex-girlfriend.
No, before I even get to that part. How can he open his mouth to tell you that he's going to name your child his ex-girlfriend's name? To add salt on top injury that he made promises. So yeah, we are even remembering the promises you made.
Do you know the annoying part woman? Of do you know the annoying part of this thing? She suggested that they name the child after his mother. He said no, my ex-girlfriend. He liberated his mother self. People are fighting to name their the wife is saying no, name after my mother. You are saying people are fighting. You say no, you drop your mother.
You know the woman.
I said he could name her anything he wish, but be rest assured that I was never going to call my daughter that name because I wasn't aware of that promise during their years of courtship.
If she was aware, would she had agreed? This woman has stupid woman myself. Let me even keep quiet and listen to you, Rashida.
Name ceremony is in a few days, and he is hell-bent on giving her that name.
Okay.
She now consoled herself. She now said, this could mean nothing to some people, but it does to me. I have been having sleepless nights over it. Please, what can I do to make him have a change of mind? Yes, sis.
Now, to start war now, remember, I think I don't know if it's on this podcast or when we're talking, Rashida. I think I've told you this story about a friend of mine.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, we talked about this.
In the university. Do you understand? When he named his daughter. Our friend was not even his girlfriend. He liked her, but they never went out. He had the temerity, the effrontery to name his child. The wife got to find out. Now, so they had to cut another ramo. They changed the name. What rubbish. So as you are talking down and my body, they eat me. I'm irritated. And she's saying, what can I do? Stay there now. Don't do anything.
No, like you said, there's
the dynamic in the marriage. That one, he hid it. She got to find out herself. But this one is even telling you beforehand because it doesn't rate you. It doesn't rate you. After going through all that, after going through all the hell of pregnancy, then you just give birth and Rashida, please. I yield the floor.
I don't see a reason why we are even bringing up your ex-girlfriend into our family. Let's start from there.
Shida, Abba, it's too
let's
much.
Let's start from the ex-girlfriend that you promised her. You'll be on promise her.
You know the wife now. Before you talk about it, you see how absurd it is.
It is.
But for me, the one that caps it all, he had the guts to even tell her. That's my own. That's my own angle.
You have Were inside his head. Were means he has some mental issues.
Were means he's mad. He's crazy.
This is why are you so blunt? Are you tired? Yeah, no, jet lag or something?
All the lines. Rashida, I don't.
This is like, let's just go straight to the point. I don't have time to be going through the corners.
He's mad.
Guys, boys, girls,
and girls,
men, women,
and children.
And children. We have come to the end of this lovely episode of the Chill Sisters podcast. I hope you enjoy this episode as much as we did recording it. Please, don't forget.
The London episode.
We are recording for the first time both in London. And it's bittersweet because we couldn't get to meet each other, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Guys,
soon.
Guys, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Please do all the good stuff for us. Let's see. Tell your friend to tell a friend. Let's see those numbers go up. We need to go up. We need to see the numbers going up, guys.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Kindly do the good stuff, as Rashida stated. Follow us on our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both Instagram and TikTok. Send us an email, the Chill Sisters Podcast at gmail.com. Want to hear from you? Let's grow together. Thank you so much for listening thus far. Thank you.